This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Around the country, the death of George Floyd and the toppling of statues of historical figures sparked a dialogue about race and colonization. In Alaska, the names of settlers and explorers can be found everywhere: roads, cities, buildings, and statues. All reminders of Alaska's colonization and the impact it had on the indigenous population.
Take them all down.
That's Yael Yeatson, Nicholas Kalanen, who is Tlingit and Anangu musician and artist working mostly out of Sitka, Alaska. He's talking specifically about the statues, but Glennon's art often speaks to the traumatic history that Alaska Native and other Indigenous people have to face every day. Before the coronavirus pandemic gripped the world, Glennon was working on a piece for an international festival of art called the Biennale in Sydney, Australia. Glennon's piece is called...
titled Shadow on the Land, an Excavation and Bush Burial.
His piece is on Cockatoo Island in the Sydney Harbor. The perfect silhouette outline of a Captain Cook statue can be seen dug out of the earth. The exhibit looks like an excavation site, complete with roped-off areas and piles of dirt.
It's an archaeological dig of the shadow of the Captain Cook statue in Hyde Park in Sydney. Actually, I was just discussing this with my partner of how this project couldn't have... fallen in a more charged time, I suppose.
In Alaska, Change.org petitions call for the removal of statues in at least three Alaska cities, including Glennon's hometown of Sitka. The land that became known as Sitka served as a base for the Russian-American company in the early days of Russian colonization. And since 1989, a life-size bronze statue of Alexander Baranov has sat in downtown. More than 1,000 people have signed a petition calling for its removal. A similar petition also calls for the removal of a statue of Captain James Cook in Anchorage. Cook's name can be found throughout town, a hotel, a regional native corporation, tribal organizations, even the inlet that connects Alaska's largest city to sea and ocean going is named after Cook. The Dena'ina name for the area is Takatnu, or Big Water River, which you can also find around town, but not with the same frequency as Cook. Aaron Leggett, who's Dena'ina Athabascan, serves as president of the native village of Aklutna, which sits within the Anchorage municipality. Leggett also is a curator for Alaska history and culture at the Anchorage Museum and has researched a lot about Cook.
He was quite brilliant, a mariner. What he did is an accomplishment of human history. There's no way around that. And could somebody else have done it the way he did it? No. Did he have his own biases and arrogance? Absolutely.
In Resolution Park, a statue of Cook overlooks the inlet. The park is named after one of Cook's ships that he stayed on while it was moored in the inlet. Yet, Cook never technically set foot on the land that became known as Anchorage. He never left the boat.
But he doesn't really like this area, not compared to some of the other places that he had been. Cook stays on the ship the whole time. He sends a party from his ship, the two ships, the Resolution and the Discovery, to a tip of land on the Kenai Peninsula, today now known as Point Possession. And they go on land, they plant a flag, they bury a beer bottle full of British coins, and they claim it for the crown in name of the British Dominion, or the British Empire. They have a little ceremony, and they take off.
Leggett acknowledges the problems that Indigenous people have with Cook's legacy, but he doesn't think tearing down the statues would solve anything.
I'm less interested in taking down statues, and I'm more interested in getting funding to actually fund the place name projects for the places that we've identified, the 26 or so locations across the municipality. That would be much more meaningful.
The Place Names Project would provide signs in English in Dena'ina for sites like the inlet and Kinnick Arm.
Even if statue comes down, you've still got Cook Inlet. You've still got Cook Inlet Regional Incorporated. I mean, we're not going to change our names tomorrow, you know. Is that a conversation for 20 years from now or whatnot? Maybe, you know, but these things take time.
Leggett says it's important to have community dialogues about these pieces. Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz said during a city briefing that the future of the statue is under review, but declined to offer too many details about what that entails. In Alaska's capital seat of Juneau, a statue outside of the state legislature building depicts William H. Seward holding the Treaty of Cession, the 1867 agreement for the U.S. to purchase Alaska from Russia. It was installed just a few years ago as part of a privately funded project and created by a couple of Ketchikan artists. The Treaty of Cession is a point in history that's politically charged for Alaska Natives. In a letter to the editor published in the Juneau Empire, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute president Rosita Worrell says Seward embodied manifest destiny.
Both us as indigenous people from Southeast Alaska and also myself personally. But we have always scorned William Seward, and we've scorned him since the 1867 Treaty of Cession. We said, if you want to buy Alaska, then buy it from its rightful owners. We are the ones who own Alaska.
A Change.org petition requesting the removal of the statue originally addressed Juneau's mayor and city manager, but the state owns the property that the statue sits on, and so the petition has since been revised. Worrell says now is the time to have the conversation about what the statues mean.
If we're going to make those changes in our society that I think that most people are calling for, this is the time to do it. You know, I don't think we can close our eyes anymore. You know, I think it's time for society as a whole to try to look at our society now and make those changes, make the changes that I know it's going to make a better world for all of us.
Worrell says they've taken some small steps in Juneau. They've renamed a downtown corner near the Walter Soboleff building to Heritage Square, and they'd like to have the name of Seward Street changed as well. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.